Thank you very much. Good morning to everyone. It is an exciting day, isn't it? First, it is my sincere pleasure to welcome back once again a great friend to the state of New York, a great friend to upstate New York, who has always been there when the state needs him. He will do anything to benefit the state. He has time and time again. Give a big New York welcome to Vice President Joe Biden, and let's say thank you for being here and thank you for what he's doing. Dr. Elaine Calleros, who first brought the vision for nanotechnology, technology investment to the state of New York over 20 years ago, and the sky has been the limit ever since. Dr. Calleros, a big round of applause. Congresswoman Louise Slaughter, who's done such a great job in advocating for this project and advocating for the region time and time again. Pleasure to be with you, Congresswoman. Congressman Tom Reed, pleasure. Thank you very much. Mayor Lovely Warren, a pleasure to be with you, Mayor. We have our colleagues from Albany, the majority leader, who I call whenever I need to get anything done. And anything we haven't gotten done in the state is because of the legislature. But this is our go-to man, Joe Morelli, Majority Leader. Senator Joe Roback, a good friend, a good advocate. Pleasure to be with you, Senator. All the members of the Assembly who are here, and Joel Seligman, who's the REDC co-chair and University of Rochester president, and William Dessler, Rochester Institute of Technology. Congratulations. Give them a big round of applause. You know, the vice president is no stranger to upstate New York. He went to school in Syracuse. He's done a lot of work in upstate New York. And he knows the problems that we've had in upstate New York. His home state of Delaware has many of the same issues. It was an old-time manufacturing economy. The economy changes, the business leaves, and now what do? And you're left without an economy. That was upstate New York. That was a lot of old-time manufacturing cities. And what we learned is, well, the future doesn't just happen. You make your own destiny. You make your own future. And we couldn't just sit back and wait for the next business to come in. We couldn't just sit back and wait for the next economy. You have to go out and make it happen. And that requires two things. First, it requires a vision of where the future economy is going to be and what you're going to do in Rochester, in this region, to make yourself competitive. What's your business vision? And second, it takes resources to make it happen. Now, on the vision, on the looking forward, that has always been what made Rochester, Rochester. You know, Rochester did not say, we're going to go into the camera business. We're going to go into the duplication business. Rochester said, we're going to have the intellectual capital here to bring entrepreneurism, to bring advanced manufacturing, whatever it is that needs talent, that needs the intellectual progressivity, we're going to bring that to Rochester. And that's what made Rochester, Rochester. And that we are in the Eastman Kodak building today is so fitting, because Eastman Kodak was the vision for a manufacturing economy that came from Rochester's intellectual capital a generation ago. And then the building sat empty. And now it is going to be photonics and understanding fiber optics and how photonics works with the semiconductor industry, where we're a leader because of the nanotechnology investments that Dr. Calleros was a pioneer in. And we're now putting those technologies together. And you really see what the future can be. We were in this building just about a year ago, and we announced a $500 million grant by the state. And we said, we're going to start this economy, we're going to start this business plan, and the state is an aggressive partner in that investment. And that is something different for this state of New York. When people ask me what happened to upstate New York and why were so many years lost in making the transition to the new economy, I say one of the reasons was the state was not an aggressive enough partner in investing in upstate New York and putting its money where its mouth is. And that's what's been different about this vision. We believe in it. We invested $500 million. And today you see the fruit of it. Undersecretary from the Department of Defense is going to be here. This competition was a nationwide competition. The competition was fierce, and Rochester and this consortium won. Over $100 million investment by the federal government. What a great endorsement of this venture. What an exciting affirmation of the vision. The federal government is now going to be a partner in this photonics development. We already have 55 private sector companies as part of this consortium that will bring in over $600 million. Rochester, the future is here today. You did it. You had a great yesterday, and we have a picture of what the next generation of economic opportunity is all about. Congratulations to Dr. Calheiros and U of R and RIT, and let's give another thank you to the Vice President of the United States. And let's keep the momentum going. Thank you.